I break it, step into my zone, mad rhymes will stifle ya. Lines like rifles go blast when I kick some ass. A lot of rappers be like one-time wonders, couldn't say a fly rhyme if there was one right under their noses. I hate those motherfucking poses, but I'm so real to them it's scary. And with my unique skills, nah, you can't compare me. And no, we don't make whack tracks, and all the suckers get pushed back when I'm kicking real facts. I represent, set up shit like a tech boy. You're paranoid cause you're a son like Elroy, and you'd be happy as hell to get a record deal. Maybe a soul you'd sell to have mass appeal. I'm greater than all MCs. When I breeze, give me room, please. I be like fascinating when I be updating, cutting off white kids, pulling their trump cards. I thump hard and make them say that I'm God. Niggas be pretending they're hardcore, never know the meaning of. But I get props like a slogan, and no man could ever try to diss when I kicks my jam. Lyrically deaf and connecting, complete mic wrecking. No double checking, vocals kill like weapons. But if I have to, I go all out with no mic. Yeah, that's right, cause I survived mad fights. And for my peeps, I truly care, cause without some of them, I wouldn't be here. And they all know how I feel, the suckers be like playing themselves to have mass appeal. I've suffered setbacks, but now I'm making greenbacks. Just like baggy slacks, I'm crazy hip-hop. Check 1, 2, and you don't stop. Your head'll bop when I drop my crop of pure bomb. Just like the seashore, I'm calm and wild with my monotone style. Because I don't need gimmicks. Give me a fly beat, and I'm all in it. Word is born, I go on and on. For you it's tragic, I got magic like wands. So I'ma end this lecture, and I bet ya, those who kick dirt in due time, I'm gonna get ya. Cause I be kicking the rear, while they be losing the race, trying to chase mass appeal.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 182. I'm your host, Absolute Deicide. www.gruntfreepress.com is the website. podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address. It's where you send emails. And that introduction is done in record time. No fluff, no tangents. No failed attempts at humor or any creativity on my part. Just cut and dry, straight to the point, all business, because it's 2019 now, and 2019 is the year of professionalism. Buckled down, straight-laced journalism. This is a video game podcast, after all. There's nothing fun about that. it's art and it's culture and it's politics for those of us in this elite industry of video game commentary. Those of us who coincidentally have art and culture and politics degrees but couldn't really hack it in those fields. So we talk about video games with a big fat chip on our shoulders and everything to prove. So speaking of which, how was everybody's New Year's? Mine sucked. It didn't really suck any more than any other day of my life, but they all suck. I tried to just get some extra sleep for once, but, you know, I'm like, yeah, I got my new bed. I'm like, oh, yeah, finally, I got to a month ago, it just seems like every fucking day has just been like, nope, I got to get up for something. Something's waking me up. Like, fucking New Year's Eve, nobody does shit on, like, New Year's Day, so New Year's Eve, my time to fucking sleep. But, yeah, I don't know, I just don't really sleep for shit anymore. I don't know why. Must be a guilty conscience or something. Yeah, despite me saying, don't bother with New Year's resolutions, just in general, it's kind of... But I'm like, yeah, I shouldn't fucking do that. But then, you know, me myself, for months there, I was kind of getting my shit together, you know, just not as a resolution, just doing better, in life. I mean, not really in life, but to myself or whatever. I don't know, like fucking, no reason really. I'm just fucking like, yeah, I'm just cutting back on smoking a little bit, believe it or not. Anybody who fucking knows me probably won't believe me, but yeah, I mean, my nickname has been the Chimney since I was like 15. I was down to like fucking, I just fucking constantly fucking chain smoking, but yeah, I was down to like, smoking like a pack or two a day, which is, but not really with the intention of like outright like quitting or whatever smoking, but it's just like, I can barely fucking breathe and, I'm fucking those guys probably just shouldn't have just smoked. Just like, I can't fucking like breathe like at all. I was fucking like wheezing and shit and just like, all right, well, just cut back like half of what I usually fucking smoke. I was feeling better there for a little bit. And, and then like, as far as like, I was eating like, maybe not healthier, but it was eating less anyway. Actually just get back from the fucking doctor, did a physical, I fucking lost like 30 or 40 pounds in like whatever, less than a year. He's like, oh, how do you do that? I'm like, oh, I just fucking didn't eat as much, but I'm like, all right, so I'm doing a little bit better and shit. And, so I was doing better, but yeah, January 1st or fucking 2nd or whatever, it's just fucking, I'm like, all right, get up. I'm just, there's mountains of fucking chocolate lying around. There's leftover from like Christmas and shit and just cookies and shit everywhere. And really not much else in the fucking house. So, nothing's open, of course, on New Year's Day, except fucking like Burger King. So, fucking New Year's Day, I'm like fucking, again, it's doing, not like a resolution thing. It was fucking like, I'm feeling a little bit healthier, doing a little bit better. And then fucking like, I'm starving and fucking haven't eaten like in a day. And like, fucking all that's really open is fast food. So shove a few fucking burgers in my face. next day, I the day goes by, January fucking 2nd or whatever, I'm like, I'm about to go to sleep, and I'm like, man, I haven't fucking eaten in like 24 hours, and I'm about ready to lay down for the day. I don't fucking want to get dressed and like go out to get something, so I'm like, dude, I'm like, I just need something before I go to sleep. So I just fucking ended up shoving fucking handfuls of chocolate in my fucking face. So, because, it had been a long, stressful day of playing games and talking to people online who, everybody I talked to online, they're like the few people I talked to, they seemed to somehow get fucking stupider and more fucking aggravating than they were in 2018 recently. Maybe because it's fucking school vacation or something like that. I don't know, so it's fucking just like young kids and shit I'm talking to you, like on fucking like Twitch and shit. So no, I'm just fucking like smoking butts and fucking yelling to myself all day. Of just, dude, how the fuck can these people be this goddamn stupid? They're like fucking like, I don't know. Again, not that many people end up in my fucking streams or whatever, like chatting, but I'm just like, dude, the few that are there, okay, there's a couple good ones, but I'm just, dude, just like random people, like, dude, just shut up. Like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Like, you know what I mean? Just aggravating the shit out of me. And again, it's just one of those deals where it's like, dude, I don't know if, like, they're that stupid or, like, what's going on or, it's like, they're like, oh, LOL, like, fucking, like, dumb shit they're talking about, or it's just like, you're really just, like, retarded, you know what I mean? But, anyway, so, clean, healthy living is what I'm, going on. A stale is life for me, really. Like, taking a job on the old, Overdin. Leaving from the port of Falmouth, that's Falmouth, England, actually, not Falmouth, Massachusetts. So, you know, the crew's made up of fucking tea-sucking ninnies. The return of the Oberdin. What is that? You may be asking yourself, is that one of those overrated art fag games that's kind of boring and mediocre, but it gets like all these near perfect reviews because it's different and artsy and indie? Yes and yes. I mean, but to be fair, I mean, it's not like, I bought it because I really fucking did like the visual style of it, like the art style. It's black and white, or like you can change it to like whatever, like different monitor, like old school monitor style, so it's like black and green, or just fucking, you know, two-tone, whatever. Yeah, it's very old school, like PC or Mac looking. You know, if you remember playing a lot of like educational games at school, you know, if you're around my age, and you're just fucking like, you know, fucking, if you're in your mid to late 30s, you know, those fucking IBM computers or Apple IIs or whatever. Or the Apple IIs are fucking black and green usually. You know what I'm talking about. It's fucking, you know, there's the low-res pixelated. It's just like, you know, every frame of the game kind of looks like that. So, you know, if you look at some, like, screenshots of the Oberdin, again, that's kind of what drew me into it. I thought it looked very, very fucking cool. It's just fucking like, that's just a really cool looking fucking game, you know? Though, I mean, if it were to be faithful to computer games of that time, it'd just be like fucking, you know, you'd walk into a scene and you'd see like every line like getting drawn in, you know, the screen would take like 10 minutes to fucking render like every line of the fucking screenshot. Was fucking around. There's old like fucking, I don't know, the King's Quest games and shit. So you walk forward a foot and then it's like, you just see, it's like fucking, you see somebody painting in like real time, like in like MS Paint, just fucking just the scenery getting fucking, drawn in there. No, it obviously wouldn't be fucking, you know, Oberdin's like full motion, first person, like that's what this is. So again, it's not like completely faithful, like we're going to recreate the fucking games of the 70s. Like, no, we want to make that look, but just fucking, you know, that art style. And what it boils down to when you play it, again, I'm saying the effect is cool looking. I like it a lot, but it's really just fucking like cel shaded graphics with some filters applied to it. You know, they didn't go like all out to like recreate it, you know, like point by point or anything like that. That's fine. I mean, it's just fucking, it's not, again, it's fucking, it's like, oh, how do they do that? And you look at a screenshot, like as soon as you stop playing, it's like, oh, it's just like, you know, it's not some fucking like technical wizardry that you couldn't fucking figure out. You know, it's just fucking, it's nothing you've never seen before. It's just somebody like really just picking that art style and just sticking with it for the entire game. Which is cool. Again, I do like it. I think it's a very cool looking fucking game. It really fucking stands out, you know. So yeah, you're investigating what happened to the ship there, the Oberdin, and all 60 crew members on board are dead. And I guess you're supposed to be like an insurance agent or something like that. So you're like, yeah, whatever. Again, it sounds fucking stupid. I'm just fucking like, oh, I'm going on this ship and you're an insurance agent, like whatever, like fucking writing shit down in your notebook or whatever. But right away they give you this fucking magical compass that lets you rewind time to the moment of people's deaths. So, you can like see what happened to them. So, I mean, you just like point the compass at like, there'll be like a corpse on the fucking deck of the ship. And yeah, you point the compass at him, and then like a wormhole opens up, and you'll be fucking walking around like, I don't know, what do you call it? Like a hologram, of the murder scene. You know, it's just with the time's frozen. You'll see somebody getting like their head fucking bashed in with a club or something. It's just like, you know, stop motion, just like a still scene. Yeah, I mean, you can walk around and fucking, you know, just kind of like take notes about who is who and, you know, how they died, like what happened, you know, who killed them. And before we get into greater detail about how you do that, I just want to say, like the game, you know, again, I'm fucking going into this of like, dude, this is a cool-ass looking game, like the art style, but I think it immediately gets off on the wrong foot, something that fucking irritated me. Because, yeah, when you start out, you're on this little dinghy with a guy who's helping you get on board. There's like a suitcase there, like on the, whatever you call it, the bench of the dinghy. And you're looking up at the ladder, you know, you look up the Oberdins there, and there's like the ladder to get on board and shit. And the guy's just like, go ahead and climb aboard. I'll get your suitcase up to you later. So it's like, okay, sounds good, whatever. And hit space bar, you grab the ladder, climb up to the deck. And I'm just up there, and I look down at the guy. I'm like, all right, he said he was going to throw up my suitcase to me, right? And fucking, you know, he's not doing that. So I'm like, all right, whatever. So just fucking walk around the deck of the Oberdin for a little bit. And just fucking like, it's weird. I still don't have any fucking like suitcase. You keep going back out and like checking. It's like, oh, it's not there. Like you'd figure like, open up like a fucking door or something and come back and the guy will be there with the fucking suitcase. But no, still nothing there. I'm like, oh, well, this is a fucking puzzle game, so... I mean, am I looking for, like, a rope I have to throw down to him so we can fucking, like, tie it up and I'll, you know, hoist it up to myself? Or, you know, is there, like, a crank or a crane somewhere or something? I gotta fucking figure out how to do this to, you know, lower it down or what's going on. I'm just looking. I'm like, yeah, it's one of those things. Like, I just want to fucking go too far and, like, oh, you know, stupid me didn't get the fucking suitcase I was supposed to at the beginning of the game. So, I was walking around for a little bit, and then the screen turns black, and the words fucking hey, like, you know, the H-E-Y exclamation point are written on the fucking screen, you know, and, you know, the voiceover is like, you know, hey, I can't get the suitcase to you. So I was like, all right. So again, I'm still like thinking this is like a puzzle. I'm like, dude, like I'm still trying to figure this shit out, like looking around. And he just keeps like interrupting, like, hey, you know, I can't get this down, come back here and shit. So I'm like, dude, what the fuck? So I was like, dude, I already fucking like went down there before and like you didn't do anything. So it was just kind of a shitty thing of just fucking like, I knew that, you know, that something was going to be up with the suitcase, but I'm just fucking like, no, it's just like some timed fucking thing that just arbitrary reason that I can't fucking get it. You know, it was down there. The guy fucking tells you to go up and like you go back down. He's like, oh no, go back up. And then fucking like, oh no, hey, I can't get this. Like you have to fucking like wait. And then you have to go back down. Then like now it tells you can fucking, it's like, oh, open up the suitcase and you get the fucking magic compass and the notebook and all that. And yeah, as far as I know, those are the only two items that you use for the entire game. It's just like, oh, here's a notebook with some shit in it, like a book, and here's the compass that you use to fucking, like, rewind time or whatever. How you use them is confusing as fuck at first, and it's kind of, like, infuriating, though. Like, fucking, like, you know, the notebook is just, like, a notebook, fine, whatever. But it's pretty, like... It's a pretty thick ass notebook, you know. Like at first, it's like, dude, there's a lot of shit in here. It just, you know, there's like fucking like glossary of terms, you know, like nautical terms. Nautical terms have come up like more than a few times on this show. I don't know what it is. Ships and fucking sailing have been big lately, I guess. You know, fucking Sea of Thieves and the fucking Terror, and in this notebook there's a lot of shit in there that you would want to know about nautical terms, at least like fucking like the positions, you know, like the fucking like positions on a ship, like fucking midshipman, topman, fucking bosun or bosun or whatever the fuck, you know, all that shit, everything there to the point of just fucking like, dude, when you first like flip through, it's like, well, this is going to be fucking useless because I mean, you're going to have to fucking like sit here and study, you know, study through all this shit and like actually like learn it, which I don't want to do, or fucking I'm gonna have to like constantly fucking reference it. And you know, I've got fucking Pathfinder terms and spells and shit that are occupying most of my brain power, and you know, there's a fucking like whatever a manifesto or whatever you call that, like the registration, the roster of the people on the ship, like here's like all 60 of them, like all this shit, you know, like fucking this is, you know, their names, their position, like where they're from or whatever, like what country and all this shit. You know, if only there was some way for me to find that information, you know, all 60 fucking inhabitants of the ship are fucking listed there, you know, it's fucking whatever, all that shit. And then there's like a couple like line drawings in there depicting like sailing life, which is like, you know, I look at that at first, I'm like, all right, well, whatever. It's just like a picture just to like kind of get you in the mood or something like that. But, as it turns out, it happens to be fucking, there's 60 people in that fucking drawing, and they're supposed to be the people on the ship. It's like, dude, that's, I don't know, just like didn't like register at first. And it's like, oh, that's kind of, again, kind of like dumb, but it's like, dude, some video gamey bullshit, I guess. That's fine. You know, all 60 people represented fucking visually too, which is like, dude, that's fucking really, again, it's just like, it took me a while to be like, well, that's fucking strange. But you basically get to like match like, a picture with the names. I mean, I'm going to fucking like explain that further. It's just like the pictures, like, you know, people like up on the deck or whatever, like, you know, some guys are like playing cards and shit. Some guys are like, whatever. You know, one guy's getting like hung, and some people are like shooting them. Some people are like fucking like dancing and shit or whatever. It's just fucking like, you look at that and it's like, oh, just again, it's like a picture of, you know, something you find in a fucking textbook about, oh, this is just called like fucking like sailing life at sea or something like that. So it's just fucking like, oh, you'd figure like, oh, this is supposed to like get you, oh, well, this is what the helmsman does, this is what whatever does. But it's just like the actual gameplay of the game is like, you're supposed to match one of those people, their picture with their name in the roster, and then like, you know, how they died and who or what fucking like murdered them, and if they were murdered, like most of them were, and the cause of death. So, it, you know, it's like Clue a little bit mixed with like Guess Who, just, needlessly complicated. There's fucking chapters in the notebook, and, just to further be indie narrative, I mean, you use the fucking compass on the first fucking body that you see, and the, pages in the notebook like start turning on their own until it like ends on like whatever, you know, it's the book's like divided into like chapters, and the chapters will be blank until you fill in the information. But it's like, all right, I think there's probably only like one fucking body that you start off on, and it's fucking like, all right, so you use the compass, and it's fucking the book, fucking the animation, the fucking book like starts opening, then it's like chapter 5, the end. So it's like, all right, so it just fucking, you know, you walking through the events backwards, you know, from the end to the beginning, like as you go down the levels of the ship. I'm pretty sure like the lower levels are just like locked or something, or maybe there'll be nothing there. And it's been like a week, but like, yeah, you know, once you find a body, it's fucking like, all right, that leads to other bodies that you find. So I think you kind of have to go backwards. I mean, I understand why you would want to do that, you know, like do it that way, but it's just fucking like the needless bloat of just fucking like at the beginning of, again, just gets off on the wrong foot of like fucking like, okay, so there's this fucking big notebook with a bunch of fucking blank pages, a bunch of fucking like terms and shit. Oh, I found something to actually do to like advance the story, and like fucking like, oh, here's just like, you're at the end, like the end of the book. It's like, fuck, dude. And every time you fucking like find something like later on, you just, there's something new, like you just have to sit there and watch like that animation play out, of the pages turning and shit, and just fucking like, yeah, again, it's not like it takes a few seconds, but it's just like at the beginning of the game, it's just like, dude, like, why is this like that? Like, why is this like this? Like, it just could have been like so much like easier, you know? Again, going back to like, if they were going for the theme or whatever, like the fucking, they wanted to be like those old fucking educational computer games or whatever, like those would just be like fucking like very, there wouldn't be any animation, you know, it'd just be like, oh, here's everything, here's fucking, you know, whatever, just fucking click through shit real quick. Like, this is just fucking, I don't know, it's just a lot of bloat, it seems like. Again, I understand what they're going for. I mean, I grew up on fucking Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego and like Oregon Trail and all that shit. Probably the most obscure one that I remember, but the closest one to the Oberdin is Abu Don's fucking Whale Society, which is fucking, the fucking want to fucking capture the tactile feel of those fucking games, you know, that's what they're going for with the fucking, you know, the limited fucking scrolling with the fucking mouse and shit, taking a long time to like click through things. kinda. You know what I mean? It's fucking. But again, they didn't like go all the way of just fucking like this is like how those games were and shit. It's just fucking like, I don't know. It's just fucking half the time you're using the fucking, you know, WASD controls, the fucking mouse and keyboard to look around and fucking smooth like cell shaded first person. But then it's like, oh, here's this fucking like clunky fucking overwrought notebook that you're combing through. you know, like you see somebody in the fucking like Prometheus, like death hologram or whatever. And it's like, all right, so you can press like the right mouse button to zoom in on them, and they'll superimpose like that line drawing there, like the life at sea drawing where everybody's picture is, like that'll get like superimposed, or I guess it'd be like under what you're looking at. So what is it, super or whatever, you know, underneath is fucking like, all right, here's the line drawing of that person's face there, like this is who this guy is. And then if you press tab, you can go to that, like go to the image in the notebook, and it's like, all right, there'll be like a magnifying glass on the guy's face, and it'll be like fucking like, all right, so then you can click on him, and it'll let you like fill out information about that person based on like what you learned about him, you know. But I mean, you know, you're getting like bits and pieces of the story over time. So I mean, that's like the puzzle of this fucking like puzzle game, is piecing everything together. So it's fucking like, you know, you press tab, and it's like fucking like, all right, well, here's this guy. I want to fucking fill something out about him. I'm like, oh, I see this guy's getting like stabbed in the neck or something. So you press, you know, look at the guy, you press tab, and click on the person's picture, and then it's fucking like, it lets you fill in the name. It's like, well, I don't know the guy's name, but you can see that he's getting fucking whatever, you know, this guy's getting shot in the face with a pistol. I want to fill that in. But it's like, oh no, you can't fill that in yet. Like, you have to like wait until like the sequence is over, or until you fucking, you know, like fucking, it pulls you out again. Or like, you have to find that guy's body or something beforehand. It's fucking like, well, I'm looking at this guy getting fucking like shot, so I can't just fill that information in and go back later. It's like, no, you can't. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, hey, you have to wait until the shit's over. Pulls you out, and then it fucking like pulls up the notebook again, and then like by then it's fucking like, oh well, who's this? It's like fucking like the chapter that you were looking at, like who is this guy here? And like, you know what I mean? It's fucking, you might not even remember like what the original body was that you found. You're looking at other shit, and it's fucking just like, I don't know, man. It's fucking, you know, it's like, oh, who was that guy that the original body was? Was it the guy with the fucking the pointy hat facing like sideways, or the guy with the pointy hat facing forwards, or, you know, and sometimes those death sequences, well, all the time, I guess, those death sequences, like you're looking at them, then it just like ends like randomly, or it fades to black, and I guess they're supposed to be like timed, I guess. Like somebody was saying like, oh, like after a minute of like walking around, it just like pulls you out back to the notebook. It's like, why do you, like, why does it do that? Like it's that's fucking retarded. And then it's fucking like, then it's like, all right, well, you can get out of that by walking through like this portal. It'll be like a doorway you can walk through to like get you back to like out of that sequence. But then other times it's fucking like, all right, I'm looking at this shit, and then like the compass will, as you're in one of these fucking sequences, the compass will be like vibrating, and then and then you can go to like it points you to like another body in the sequence, so you go to like another death sequence, and then fuck, within like another death sequence. So it's just, you know, it's fucking Deathception, which, I mean, I don't know, it's the game's like an interesting concept, I think, but it is kind of a pain in the ass to play. I mean, I will, you know, I'll have an urge to play it, and then fucking, you know, I'll be at fucking work. I'm like, oh, I can kind of want to get out, what I want to do when I get out, what I want to play, and it's fucking, again, the game looks cool and shit, so it's like, I kind of want to just keep like working at it, but I get that tinge of like, you know, maybe if I focus on the officers first, I use like the roster to fill them in, and then go from there. You know, it's like little ideas for like strategies that might help out. But then when I'm actually like playing the game, it's kind of a mess. I mean, I did make some progress like yesterday, like, I don't know, maybe almost like halfway done with it or whatever. I don't know. But it's just like once shit starts like clicking into place. But again, it's just that I'm saying, like, dude, like at first it's like, dude, this is fucking like a rough start. I'm just fucking like, how shit works, it's pretty brutal. Well, when I'm actually fucking playing is fucking like, yeah, I'll play for, I was playing for like an hour, then I'm like, I'm just fucking like frustrated. I just want to shut this off and fucking like whatever, do something else. And yeah, it's not like fucking like, oh, this puzzle here is just too much for me, too much for my fucking brain to handle right now. It's not like that kind of like brain teaser kind of way. It's just actually a lot of it's like fucking like, oh, I should know who that guy is. Oh, like fucking, oh, the helmsman is the guy fucking like holding the fucking helmet, the ship, like no kidding, you know? It's not like fucking like, oh, this is too difficult. It's just more of a like fucking like, oh, I'm just really not having fun. And why am I fucking playing this kind of way? So yeah, again, I'm just, you know, I'm plugging my way at it. And again, it's just fucking like, oh, I have like whatever, like 20 or 25 people. And it's fucking like, oh, I still have like another 35 or whatever to go and shit. So it's just fucking like, I don't know. And they just get, kind of get harder once you get the obvious ones out of the way. So I don't know. I wasn't sure how long I'd fucking devote to it. But I do kind of want to plug away at it until I finish it. Just say I did and maybe write a review about it. But again, earlier today I was kind of having a little bit more fun with it as I was going along and shit and just fucking like, all right, whatever, man, just fucking like opening up new sequences and shit. But you know, I have fucking fallen into that trap like way too many times before of like fucking, you know, where it's fucking, oh, this game's rough at the beginning, but you know, got good reviews, so I should keep going. Then it ends up sucking. But, again, I've never been accused of being too smart, as far as like puzzle games go. As you could tell, if anybody watched me stream fucking Return of the Oberdin, another in a long line of games that I'm playing that are fucking horrible to stream. Yeah, as saying like, I, speaking of fucking just what I was talking about, it was like, dude, are these fucking like people in my stream getting like dumber? So I'd fucking like look over at the chat and just be like, I like fucking like put something in the roster. It was like, oh, I was gonna plug it there. I think this is what it is. You can change it around. So you can be like wrong and shit, you know, and then fucking change it around later. But I look over at the chat and I see somebody saying like, oh, that's not right. And I'm fucking like, what? And I'm like, what's not right? I like respond back and fucking, it's like, oh, you know, you have Miss Ladybird is Chinese. It's like, yep. I mean, it sounds like she's fucking Chinese. Like Miss Ladybird, like who the fuck else would it be? It's not like a Native American, but I'm just fucking plugging that in for now until I get further information. Cause again, I said, whatever, see her dying or whatever. And just like, yeah, whatever. It's like, well, she's not. And it's like, okay. I mean, I'd figure that out later when I had more information, I'm sure. And then I could fucking go back and fix it. But I mean, it's like, number one, I mean, the guy's either fucking played or watched somebody else play the game before. And like, he happens to fucking remember, who the fuck Miss Ladybird is, which, I mean, Jesus, you're a fucking nerd in that case. or you know, or if you fucking were just like sitting there like watching me play and you figured it out and you saw me like do something wrong, it's like, dude, like just fine. But I mean, shut the fuck up. I mean, I didn't ask, like go play the fucking game yourself, which no, but it brings me to number two, which is just shut the fuck up. I mean, it's a fucking like, it's a puzzle game, you know. You shouldn't be fucking trying to solve puzzles when somebody's trying to fucking play it. Or just shut the fuck up. I mean, and why are you watching this or listening to this, really, is another question for another day.
Someone's gonna be. It's our way.
Which brings us to Guacamelee 2. Because, yeah, part of me needed to play Guacamelee 2 because of, again, all the other games I'm playing at the moment, which are so fucking horrible to watch, and I kind of needed a colorful, funny action game. Also, I really liked the first Guacamelee. I thought it was really good. You know, it was a Metroidvania brawler, which got super challenging, and it made me laugh and shit. And the sequel's kind of more of the same, sure, but just fucking like I kind of need that in my life right now. Just cold and gray and fucking horrible. So, you know, it picks up right where the first game left off. You're a Mexican wrestler, a luchador named Juan, and you have to save the world or the Mexiverse. There's a lot of puns where the fucking, you know, the hero's name is fucking Juan, so there's a lot of like, he's the chosen one and shit. Get it? You start the game off, you're fighting the final boss of the first game, but yeah, they make it like much easier and shit. So I remember that being like real fucking brutal in the original. That last fucking fight was rough. But yeah, it's much easier here. And they fucking reference that too, where, you know, he says something like, "Hey, I remember that fight being a lot more difficult and shit." Then the game flashes forward several years, where Juan saved and married the princess, whoever the fuck that was in the first game, and now they have a couple of kids, and he's retired from wrestling, and he's just kind of like an old fat piece of shit, like sitting on his ass watching TV while his fucking wife's nagging him and his kids are fucking being annoying. I thought that was pretty funny. That made me laugh like right off the bat. It was fucking like that's fucking pretty funny. I'm just fucking, you know, this superhero is like, even if it was fucking like goofy, like, you know, silly fucking like superhero fucking saves the world shit. And then it's fucking like, all right, well, what happens after? It's fucking like, oh yeah, we saved the princess, and now he's fucking married. He's just fucking like a lazy piece of shit, just fucking like drinking beer and shit, like watching fucking TV. I thought it was pretty funny. then it gets into some bullshit where interdimensional portals open up and you're following goat men through them and traveling through time and space, which is usually where I'd give my fucking usual, I don't know what the fuck is going on in the narrative of this game spiel, but I mean, the joke is that it's fucking like dumb, you know what I mean? It's self-aware of like this fucking like makes no sense. It's pretty stupid and shit. Again, it's a fucking comedy, you know, yeah, kind of like meta comedy memey shit that I'm not too big of a fan of, but Guacamelee is actually like funny, you know. It's not fucking like, it's not just all fucking like internet humor shit. It's fucking like, no, it's fucking like written pretty well, and not every fucking joke hits, and I probably miss half the fucking references because I'm a fucking recluse Luddite who hates fucking pop culture, but any game that makes me like genuinely laugh, not fucking like lol, fucking like fake laugh, but I mean like fucking like that belly laugh of like, ah, it's pretty fucking funny. Like it's all right by me. And the writing though, like as funny as it is, a fucking like, oh, it's a comedy written fucking game and shit, you know, comedy dialogue and shit, and it's fucking like funny, but it does kind of get in the way of the game, like every now and then, like part of the reason I'm like fucking like, oh, I want to play just to get away from like the slow like text and story heavy games like fucking like Pathfinder and Oberdin and shit, and fucking like, oh, I want to play like a Metroidvania, whatever, just like a platformer, and then you think like a stupid fucking Mexican wrestling action game like that would just be like old school like nonstop action, and then they'd stop every now and then for just like a little couple paragraphs of fucking text or something like that. But there is quite a bit of fucking like, all right, you just like stop and fucking, you know, it's not like voice acted or whatever. It's just fucking like text. So it's just like stop reading some dialogue and fucking like, okay. It's pretty, you know, funny fucking Mexican names and shit. I get it. Can I fucking play the game now? The comedy gets in the way just like a tiny bit too much for my liking. You know, I would prefer it if it was like, all right, game first, and then like occasional breaks for jokes, as opposed to like the other way around. Like fucking like Explosion Man, you know what I mean? That's like the perfect example for me for reference, where it's fucking just like, all right, just a brutally fucking hard game, even though like the entire thing is just like off the wall, like goofy, like comedy and shit. Comedy flavored fucking like platforming. And then like fucking like once you like beat a level and like, oh, here's like something stupid at the end, like then it's fucking like, you know, the punchlines hit because it was just like, oh, it's a treat to fucking like do like my adrenaline's pumping and shit of like there's like some brutal fucking shit. But then like, oh, here's something really funny for you, like as a reward, you know. Guacamelee is just kind of like joke, you know what I mean? Then like, oh, here's like a kind of difficult platforming section. So I hope you remember how to play the fucking game. It's, you know, even fucking like reading text for like whatever, even if it's like a couple minutes or whatever. Then like you walk, just like running for like a couple minutes, and then like, all right, here's like some platforming you got to do, which is fucking like difficult. So it's kind of, yeah, it's kind of like flipped of how I would like. I like my comedy action platforming a little bit more on the platforming side, you know. Kind of like horror comedy where I like it mostly fucking horror and a little bit of comedy and not just fucking the other way around. But anyway, so I say it's kind of like, you know, a little bit slower than I like to as like an action game, because it is a fucking like Metroidvania, you know what I mean, which are kind of slow by design, I guess, where, you know, you're revisiting the same locations and backtracking across levels. I just like entire sections where you're just running past shit and just running through fucking like a level with no enemies or anything, just to get to like, oh, I got to get to like that one orange block that I couldn't like bust through before, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, I see it on the maps, so now I got to run back there and shit. The upgrades that you get in the game aren't really that impressive either, you know, when you fucking, it's like, oh, I unlocked like some shit to make my guy more powerful, cool, but they're all like different moves that you can, use in combat, and it lets you break, like, you know, the certain, like, colored barriers, you know, so it's basically really the same move, you're just doing it in different directions, like, you know, you get, like an uppercut is up and B, and that lets you break, like, red blocks that are above you, and then it lets you break, red enemy shields, you know, just like, all right, the enemy has a fucking red shield, they gotta, you know, you gotta do a fucking uppercut, and you know, you do like a frog drop, which is down and B. That lets you break like green blocks that are below you, you know, and it's fucking like, oh, then you see like the green enemy shields and like, all right, I gotta fucking do the frog drop on them and shit, and so on, you know. even like the headbutt, which is like, all right, well, now you just press B while you're standing still, you know what I mean? It's fucking that. That's like the yellow blocks and yellow shields, so. So it's pretty much like the same shit. It's like fucking like, oh, I don't, it's like, oh, the sidekick's like blue, you know what I mean? So it's like blue is like forward to the, you know, horizontally, and this one's just standing still horizontally. It's just, you know, it's pretty fucking blatant of just fucking like, you just kind of need these for progression just because of game mechanics type of thing, rather than fucking like, you know, they're not really like tools that you didn't see coming. It's like, oh, awesome, I got something. It's like, oh, now I got something that I can go back and bust up those color blocks I couldn't do before. It's not like, whoa, I have fucking like some crazy thing I could do I couldn't do before, you know. It doesn't really mix up the gameplay in any meaningful way. It's just like kind of like Simon Says, just fucking like match the colors with the, you know, right moves pretty much, or then like, you know, the combat's like puzzle combat of like, all right, well, this guy has a fucking red shield, this guy's a fucking yellow shield. It's like, you know what you gotta do, you know. Same goes for the chicken moves that you get, because you can transform into a chicken, and yeah, that's kind of a prime example of like a concept that I look at. Fucking like, oh, look, game lets you fucking, you know, transform into a chicken. It's fucking, I don't like that. Or it's fucking, yeah, it's that's just kind of the humor where it's fucking like, you know, almost like, oh, chicken, LOL, like fucking, you know. The existence of chickens is not particularly funny to me, just because, oh, there's an animal that clucks and it's a chicken, that's okay. So in the game, you get to play as a chicken that clucks and like pecks people. I mean, that should be like slightly humorous for like a minute or two, but it's fucking, you know, so you're switching to the fucking chicken like a lot in the game, like way more than you would want to or expect to. Like, no, there's a lot of like chicken fucking shit you gotta do in here. A lot of chicken shit. So, you know, you have to do that in order to like get through like small spaces, which would be fine. Where it's like, all right, I could see that. I'm like, oh, I know the secrets and shit. You just fucking transform and like, you know, or like one or two little sections where you got to be the chicken and like do that shit. But I mean, that's like the main path that you're doing like a lot of it. It's even like, probably like a quarter of it is fucking just like, oh, you get a fucking multiple chicken levels, you know? And it gets to the point where you fucking played as the chicken for like so long, you know what I mean? And the moves are, I mean, when you're playing, the moves are fairly like similar to when you're playing as a person and shit, you know? So it's like fucking like, why am I even like switching back? Because there's barely a fucking difference of, you know what I mean? So it's just fucking, I don't know, just make a fucking like chicken game, you know what I mean? Like, it's fucking like, why is it there's like so much of this in here? Like, again, it's fucking like, oh, it's a comedy, it's goofy and shit, but it's fucking, it's just, again, just a little heavy on that shit. For my liking. And so in some cases too, like the moves are like better as you're a chicken in some, and you know, certain moves like mobility, like, you know, you get like a glide after you jump by holding like A, you know, as you're the chicken, like you flap your wings, you like slowly like fucking like glide. It's like, dude, why can't I do something like that when I'm a fucking human? It's just a pain in the ass. You're like, oh, now I got to switch to this fucking stupid chicken and fucking, you know, then do it. And I don't know. Or like, you know, you can fucking like rocket yourself like diagonally like twice in a row, which fucking like sends you like further than like the human like double jump or fucking whatever. So, or like, you know, like, it's like, oh, I can probably get that far as a human, but I have to like double jump and then like uppercut and then like do like a fucking like, you know, side kick afterwards and shit, and like you fuck it up sometimes. Like, well, the chicken I can just fucking hit like diagonal fucking B and he just does a fucking rocket, you know, he rockets that way and it goes like further, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's easier to pull off, and you can still fucking, you know, you still, like, beat the shit out of people and, like, grapple them and throw them and shit as a chicken. Again, it's a matter of, it's like, oh, it's funny, but it's just, you know, a matter of, like, balance of, like, dude, I've been fucking playing as this goddamn chicken for way too fucking long. They lean a little bit too heavy on the fucking chicken play, for my personal taste is all. I mean, to be fair, I mean, this is a common theme for me lately. I don't know, like, I don't, like, quite know what the fucking scale of the game is just yet. Like, I'm like, I've been playing for maybe half a dozen hours or so, maybe a little bit longer than that, 6-8 hours around then. And, yeah, I must have fucking, like, unlocked, like, most, if not all, the power-ups at this point. You know, that there aren't any fucking directions left on the fucking D-pad left for any more, like, special moves, so I'm like, you know, if I'm, like, maybe, like, halfway through, if there's, like, another, like, 6 or 8 hours left of the game, and they're just fucking, like, straight, like, pure platforming, like, the rest of it is just fucking, like, all right, that was just, like, the build-up, we gave you all your fucking tools and shit, now just, like, go, and it turns into just, like, a big fucking, you know what I mean, like, crazy, like, platforming thing, like, that'd be cool, you know what I mean? With less chickens, like that'd probably be a pretty good ratio of just kind of the build up to like, all right, now it turns into again what I was looking forward to of just straightforward like action platforming with just comedy punchlines every now and then. Like that'd be good, but like maybe it was just a slow start, you know. And when I say slow, which is another common theme here, that doesn't mean it's not like I didn't like it or whatever. It's like, no, I still like the game. It's like, oh, it's pretty funny. It's just fucking. Again, it just wasn't really what I was hoping for, you know, what I was going for. Like, you know, a couple good gags in there, which are spoilers, I guess. Yeah, there's one dimension that you go to that's called like Bonus World or something like that. You know, you're just going through like a bunch of portals, like interdimensional portals in the game to like these different worlds. Yeah, one of them was like, oh, here's like Bonus World, and there's just a car in there with like an NPC standing next to it. He's, you know, he's talking about how, you know, it's his father's car. He just got the car detailed, and he's so proud of his fucking car, and it's fucking like, and then you walk next to it, and there's a big like splash screen of like fucking, you know, the main character Juan versus like car or whatever, and then it's fucking, And then just like you just beat the shit out of it until it's just like there's a frame and a steering wheel left, like it's the one of the bonus stages in like Street Fighter 2. It's a little bit, it's like one of those things. It's like, oh, I see this shit coming, you know exactly what's gonna happen, and then it's fucking like, oh, you know, fucking Juan versus car, and you just fucking like sit there like beating the crap out of the guy's car. That's pretty funny. Or you go into like this door world. where the you walk up to a house and there's a family trapped inside, like talking to you. And the game asks you, it's like, oh, do you want to spend like one gold coin to open up this door and let the family out and shit? And yeah, there's gold coins in the game that you use to upgrade like the power of your special moves and shit. So it's like, all right, whatever, man, you know, pay the gold coin to open the door. And then the family's just like, oh, you know, thanks a lot. We have like a reward for you, but it's inside like another room of the house that's locked. We don't have the key or whatever. So, you know, it's behind like a silver door. It's like, oh, do you want to spend like 10 coins to open up like the silver door or whatever? So it's like, all right, well, I know where this is going. Obviously, it's just going to fucking like keep going with like different doors and shit. But it's like, all right, I'll bite you. I'll just to see where the fucking the joke goes. So it's like, all right, so you spend like the 10 fucking coins to open up the door. And then there's like a gold treasure chest inside that room. And it's like fucking like, oh, you know, do you want to spend 100 gold coins to open up the treasure chest? And it's like, all right, dude, yep, okay, 100 coins, there you go. Open it up. And then fucking inside the gold treasure chest, it's like, oh, there's a legendary loot box in there. You know, it's fucking, and it's like, oh, do you want to spend 500 gold coins to open up the legendary loot box and see what's inside? You know, you have a fucking like good chance of like winning some fucking like great gear or whatever. It's fucking like, all right, yeah, okay. You know, it's fucking like, it's obviously just like a gag, but sure, fucking do it. And then fucking, you know, you open it up and there's like one gold coin inside the box. And it's fucking like, one of the people from the family is like, oh, you know, you had a bad draw. You can come back next Tuesday and try it again and maybe a little better luck and shit. It's fucking like, oh, yeah, it's funny. You know what I mean? It's fucking like, you know, it's a loot box commentary that's topical. Pretty good. Pretty good there. Yeah, there's lots of little fucking like one-off jokes like that too, which is probably a big reason they went to like the fucking the whole like interdimensional portal route as like a theme of the game, where it's fucking it's like, all right, just go to this different fucking, we can just do whatever we want, just throw in gags, you just go into fucking stupid different worlds and shit. Like so again, I go to fucking like grindy world or whatever, and it's a fucking like JRPG where you're fighting in these turn-based battles, and it just takes like, it's like a 5-minute little gag where it's fucking like, all right, you just go and fucking they never fucking like overstay their welcome, you know what I mean? It's just, everything's just fucking like rapid fire, you know, little signs and shit and statues in the background where it's fucking like, oh, there's like a random like Crow T robot from fucking Mystery Science Theater 3000 in the back. It's like a gold statue for no reason, just like shit like that. Or like, oh, there's a poster of like Sonic and he's got like a fucking luchador mask on and shit. It says like, gotta go fast, like shit like that. Kind of like, hey, I know that thing. like I know what this thing is. Like that, like I recognize this fucking whatever it is. So that kind of humor. But there's just like so many of them again, where it's fucking like one of them is bound to be like, oh yeah, it's pretty funny. Like it gets you eventually. Not everyone's gonna fucking hit, but some of them will. So yeah, I mean, I think the game's pretty fucking funny. But you know, not everybody has my sophisticated sense of humor. I know. Or maybe I've just been in a fucking like shit mood all week or year, I guess. This seems to be one of those shows where I've been playing these fucking games. I'm like, dude, all the games I've been playing have been pretty fucking good, you know what I mean? But I'm just kind of like harping on the negative aspects of them because I don't know, fuck you, I guess that's why. Guacamelee 2, though, again, it's a good-looking game. Like that's a positive. It's fucking, like, bright, it's sharp, fucking nice cartoon graphics, well-animated. You know, as it's kind of, like, I was listening to some, and reading, like, some of, like, these, like, games of the year, top 10 lists or whatever that other outlets are doing, just to see what the competition's up to. This is still the fucking the best fucking podcast on the internet. I mean, there's really no competition for this, but you know, a few of the games that are coming up on there are people's like, oh, top of the year fucking lists or whatever, best of the year 2018 shit. Like I'd be listening to something of like, oh, here's some music from this game, and it's fucking like I listen, I'm like, oh, that sounds really fucking cool. I actually like the music to that, and then fucking like somebody would be like coming all over it about like, oh, this is one of the best games they've ever played. It's a fucking I played it. It's a fucking like religious experience that made me question my faith and shit. I'm like, what, dude? What the fuck is this? Like, it sounds cool. It's just fucking like you're really gonna hype it up that much and fucking. And then I look into it, and that game was a Iconoclast, for instance. I'm like, oh, maybe I'll check that out. You know what I mean? Then I look at it, and I look at Iconoclast, look it up. I'm like, dude, it's just, It has that fucking like junk pixel art that I'm fucking like officially fucking sick of looking at. And I'm like, yeah, I'm pretty sure when this game came out, I might have played it. I think I might have played it, and then fucking, I want to say I actually did play Iconoclasts at some point, fucking when it came out, and just fucking thought, I'm like, dude, this game's kind of gay, and just fucking like fell off of it. So there you go. I'm like fucking like, oh, this fucking amazing game. I'm like, oh, what is this? You know, I don't know what this is. I'm like, oh, this game looks like crap. I've already played it and thought it was kind of gay. So, or Celeste, which is this is like, oh, Celeste is like hardcore challenging old school platforming and shit. You're gonna hear people like, oh, it made me cry and whatever the fuck. And then like, I remember looking at the game, I'm like, oh, I'll give it a second look. I fucking look at like the trailer, just fucking like, dude, it looks awful. It's like the art style just looks fucking like terrible. It's like, dude, it's not something I want to fucking play. Or same with fucking Into the Breach. Remember that? I'm like, dude, that sounds like a perfect game for me, but that's a fucking goddamn ugly game. And dude, I'm not a fucking graphic snob by any fucking definition of the word. I just don't want to look at those games. Like, I just don't. Like, this turned me off, like, immediately looking at them. I don't know. No, I'm not a graphic snob, but maybe I'm just like, again, my sophisticated art palette just doesn't fucking like it at all. With Guacamelee 2, it's like, oh, they tried, you know what I mean? It shows that they tried. I've said it a fucking million times. There's really no fucking excuse for 2D games that look like shit anymore. You can say it's like a, you know, it's a shitty fucking, like, it's like, oh, we're going for like this shitty pixel retro art style, or you can say that all you want, but it's just a matter of fucking like slap down literally anything that you can think of, you know what I mean, that you can draw or whatever, any fucking like visual thing you can just fucking like slap into fucking like sprites, you know, like 2D sprites. Like, it's not like a fucking like technical fucking mystery of like, oh, how do they fucking like do these graphics? Like, no, it's just fucking like, it's literally like, take a fucking Photoshop fucking picture and slap it to where the fucking thing is, dude. Like, that's it, you know? And just like, I don't know. No excuse. You know, we're not limited to fucking like 8 and 16 bits anymore, where it's gonna fucking, you know, cause a problem of putting something 2D there, you know? It's if the best you can do is fucking like, oh, I really like the fucking 8 and 16 bit error, and that's what I'm going for, and our game now looks like every other fucking game, or worse, you know, you're just fucking like lazy, you know what I mean? You can't do fucking art. That's the end of the story. I guess it did kind of turn out pretty negative. Negative there. I was trying to be positive. I just meant to say that Guacamelee was fucking pleasant to look at, but, you know, fucking Guacamelee 2 looks like fucking Drinkbox hired at least one fucking artist to do art on the game, and they should be commended for that, is what I'm saying. I bought Hitman 2. That's the new Hitman 2 that came out this year, last year, whatever. I don't know why. Again, I didn't really like the fucking the last game. I just thought, like, I'd throw that out there. I'm just fucking, I was on sale for, like, $30 or something. I'm like, fucking, like, and I heard they're remastering fucking Blood Money and Absolution. So that's good. Again, fucking Absolution is fucking amazing. But I'll probably fucking, I don't know, I'll probably fucking at least fire up Hitman 2 and just try to get into it again. Even though it's like, everything I've heard about Hitman 2 is like, oh, it's just like the last one. It's just more and better and blah, blah, blah. It's fucking, like, I don't know, man. Heads up, like, that's coming of me being like, ah, it fucking sucked probably, but whatever. I do like Hitman in concept. I like the old games, but we'll see what happens there. It really is a bad show this week. I know I study that a lot, and sometimes I think fucking the show is a mess and I fucking record it. I'm like, oh man, that fucking goddamn podcast this week sucked. Then I listen to it later. I'm like, ah, it turns out way better than it fucking has any right to be, but something in the air tonight, so hold on. Bad show. We've got some news, so let's run through that quickly. Then we'll blabber about fucking Pathfinder for a bit, and then get the fuck out of here, so I can play Pathfinder. If you remember a while ago, if I can talk. If you remember a while ago when a fucking trademark for Alien Blackout got teased, there was a speculation that it was going to be a direct sequel to Isolation, or is it going to be like a shooter, or is it going to be something else entirely, like a new alien game called Blackout? Like, that's all anybody really knew. And then they officially announced Alien Blackout, which is good, and it's a sequel to Alien Isolation. It's fucking, yeah, good, go on. And it's a mobile game, so womp womp. Talk about fucking blue balls there, eh? I don't know. It's fucking like, it might be like fine for a mobile game, like going back to like Hitman. Like Hitman Go, I played. That was decent, again, for like just like a mobile fucking whatever. The Tomb Raider one, too, is the same type of thing. Tomb Raider Go, Lara Croft Go, whatever the fuck. If they made it, like, if it's like something similar to that, where it's just fucking like, kind of like a stealth board game kind of thing, you know, I just saw, I'm like, oh, Alien Blackout, cool, that could announce, oh, it's mobile, and I don't give a shit, like, I don't care beyond that. They did immediately say, like, fucking, like, oh, there's more news to come, though, from the Alien franchise, this isn't all we have and shit, so, yeah, let me know when they get around to that, because until then, it's fucking like, it's probably just fucking like damage control. Like, they fucking, like, everyone's excited about this, and it's fucking like, here's some fucking like mobile game, and again, everyone's fucking not a fan. And then I just read that, like, fucking like, oh no, wait, this isn't a sequel to Isolation. This isn't like Isolation 2 or anything. Like, even though I guess like it's fucking Amanda Ripley, like, cause it's the same fucking, you know, protagonist and shit from fucking Isolation. But it's like, oh no, it's not. We swear, it's still good stuff coming. But we'll see what happens with that. Yeah, that was a fucking bummer. And speaking of damage control, I mean, you guys know I'm not a real person, but I'm actually a Chinese robot, right? And that cat's out of the bag. That was our social experiment that we already went through. As usual, I mean, somebody had to copy the master again. I saw some fucking article that sprang up around the fucking interwebs about like some fucking female Overwatch pro player who had to quit because she was being harassed or something. Fucking blah, blah, blah. Who cares? The usual shit of like, whatever. Who cares about fucking pro Overwatch in general? And then who cares about the same fucking story over and over again about how fucking toxic gamers are? And, you know, when you these people purposefully fucking design like games to like appeal to like younger and younger audiences, you know, like fucking Overwatch is like, well, oh no, it's just like complete like Disney shit. And then fucking they wanted to fucking appeal to fucking 12-year-olds, and then fucking 12-year-old boys act like 12-year-old boys. And, you know, I mean kids are fucking pussies these days, so I'm sure fucking whatever harassment was coming her way, it wasn't even that bad, you know. But you don't understand, Absolute. They said they were gonna fucking rape her. Oh, shocking. I mean, that's fucking totally new to me. It's just, wow, what a concept. Saying you're gonna fucking rape somebody online. Ooh, you know, it's fucking like, you know, I'm sure it was fucking a credible threat and not just some fucking sexually fucking frustrated fucking kid or anything like that. And yeah, I'm also sure you didn't fucking like comb through 5 million fucking comments just to find like two actual like threats or anything like that either. You know, just fucking like this non-news, like political bullshit that everybody is fucking training themselves to completely ignore, I hope. I know I have. I'm just fucking like, it's an article that's probably pretty fucking gay. I'm not going to read it. And then I fucking kept seeing like these updated stories popping up where like, you know, apparently this female player, Ellie, with the girl on camera, wasn't playing the game at all. Like, she would just fucking sit in front of the camera while a male player was playing. And yeah, they're trying to pass that off as like, oh, it was like a social experiment where we want to see what happened when we put a female player in front of the camera and had like a guy play or whatever. And yeah, it's still not clear to what end that was for. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck that was supposed to be. But if the point was to show that female players would get harassed, or that fucking journalists would fucking jump on the grenade and white knight for her, even though the entire persona pretty much is a fucking lie. like the entire story is just bullshit that they're doing, you know, social experiment or not. It's fucking like, you know, it's not like a real person. It's just like a fucking like constructed fucking thing. If they want to see like if journalists would fucking like go down that road, and they wouldn't fucking fact check who she actually was before like writing almost identical articles on supposed independent, you know, non-colluding websites. They do everything independently. Yeah, they just happen to all pick up on the same fucking non-story and have the same takeaway from it. You know, fucking online life is fucking awful if you have a vagina. And even though my girl, Lauren Phillips, is fucking killing it on Twitch, just sitting there drinking wine, having a good old time, and being horrible at games, but fucking, you know, she wears fucking little tight striped leggings. So fucking subscribe to Lauren Phillips on Twitch for free if you have Amazon Prime. So yeah, what should we take away from the whole Ellie debacle? Really nothing that fucking we didn't know already, really. I mean, games journalists are fucking hacks. I know the one who wrote the article for fucking Game Informer, which is probably, I mean, Game Informer is still probably the least gay of the mainstream sites, the mainstream fucking gaming sites. But it's still pretty gay. I mean, the guy who wrote the article, the Ellie article for them, was fucking Imran Khan. I mean, he's a muzzy. I mean, not that fucking matters, but I mean, he's a fucking, like, far leftist, fucking, you know, lives in, like, Berkeley or whatever, graduated from fucking Berkeley, ties to fucking, like, Antifa, some fucking faggot socialist. You know, I was just fucking listening to one of their podcasts where he was on there, and he was fucking, you know, he let slip, like, fucking, like, well, you know, I have a major in politics, so that's what I really want to do. That's what I went to school for and shit. So again, these news guys are just fucking like radical fucking activists masquerading as fucking journalists, like all of them, really. It's just kind of like a safety net for when you slip through the cracks. If you can't do what you want to do, fucking like, oh, I get into either like news journalism, which is a fucking joke, or fucking gaming news journalism, which is even a fucking bigger joke, you know? Again, nothing new there at all. You know, it's just fucking like, oh, the whole Gamergate thing was right again. You know, anybody fucking shocked by that? And once again, once the fucking lid is blown off, that they're just fucking like reporting about a fucking fake person and shit. And it's like, neither them, like the journalists, nor fucking Blizzard bothered to fucking check out the legitimacy of any of it. Even though I guess it's like standard fucking practice of like, you know, if you're gonna sign up for like some pro shit for like Blizzard, it's like, oh, they're gonna check out your real name and whatever, do all these checks on you and shit. They just kind of like wave that of like, oh, a good girl's playing, like fucking like, oh, it's fine, like, you know what I mean, good, get her in there for fucking diversity's sake, and we'll just wave everything and get her in as quick as possible and not check. Again, none of the fucking journalists fucking check out on that. You know, it's just fucking, it doesn't matter if she's real or not. You know, they just fucking, they double down with, well, she may not be real, but the harassment that she faced was. It's fucking like, no, dude, like, regardless of if everybody calling her a fucking fake-ass gamer girl was 100% fucking on point, like, just fucking throw those facts to the wind, because it's fucking like, oh, you know, we're fucking pontificating about social justice, so, you know, nothing matters, facts don't matter, like, you know what I mean, just fucking just to make ourselves feel good and be a fucking faggot, pretty much. So business as usual, nothing to see here. I mean, they don't give a fuck about integrity, and nobody should give a fuck about them. Again, a very useless and fucking redundant fucking social experiment. So, yeah, all that matters in this world is Pathfinder Kingmaker and the fate of Galorian. So, yeah, a whole bunch of shit went down in my game, my Pathfinder game. So much, in fact, that a lot of it's kind of a blur, because I don't know if I fucking mentioned this yet, but the game's fucking huge. Like, and yeah, here's a pro tip for you. You can turn the combat difficulty down at any point. And now I'm playing the game on easy because I'm a pussy, and also because the game is so goddamn huge that if it was getting like slowed down by every combat encounter, I had to be like, oh, I have to make sure I'm tactically sound and, you know, pause every second and move my guys into place, and, oh, I got to pop this potion, oh, this guy's weak to this, it's fucking like doing all that shit. It'd be pretty rough. You know, it's fucking, I'd be bogged down way too much, more than I already am on fucking easy. You can still like really fuck yourself over by not having the right type of weapon or whatever. Certain fucking, you know, creatures are immune to certain attacks, so they won't fucking die. There were a couple fights I was doing. One was a fucking like giant dragon that just like took forever of just fucking just like hacking away at him and fucking, you know, going for like, you know, 20 minutes just going fucking popping potions, doing all these fucking like buffs and shit. And then like after like 20 minutes, I finally take him down and he fucking incapacitated most of my party, and he's fucking, the dragon's like lying down on the floor, but he's still sitting there like pounding his fucking like dead body or whatever, but he's still not fucking, whatever, he's unconscious, but he's still not fucking dying. And he just wouldn't fucking like die. It's almost like, dude, I don't know, like this, he's probably just like regenerating health and shit, like not dying. So I'm like, all right, I don't know what the weakness is here. So I just got the fuck out of there. And so I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna leave him alone. Same with like some like shambling creature. So some of them are just like immune to like everything that you have, and unless you fucking like take the time to research what it is they're weak to, and or carry like one type of weapon or like bomb or whatever with you for every type of fucking damage available in the game, of which there are exactly like 5 billion. You know, ain't nobody got time for that. But yeah, I mean, the reason I had to fucking bump it down to story mode for a few fights, it's because I thought I had seriously fucked myself over, where I was fucking like locked inside of a dungeon, and all the characters in my party had multiple ability drains on them, and they had fucking like all these like negative levels and shit. So they literally like just couldn't fucking like hit anything. Just be like fucking, you know, every fight it's like, all right, fucking go into combat. You just see like fucking like the text pop up, just miss. So it's like, dude, like I can't fucking do shit. You get hit with fucking like some attack that drains your strength and dexterity even more. Like on my end, it's like, great. So I'm just pretty much fucked. I'm like, you know, I'm out of like healing spells and shit. So I'm just like, dude, I had like so many like healing potions, just all. I'm like, dude, I have like way too many of these, like hundreds of them. Like, there's no way I'm going to fucking eat all these, and I have like healing spells and shit. But no, I just kept like going in the dungeon and shit. I just kept going and going. I'm like, dude, I keep fucking just pounding those fucking healing drinks and shit, and just healing potions, and my spells are gone. I'm fucking done. You know what I mean? Like, there's two ways to remedy that. You know, to remedy fucking like, you know, the ability drains where you can't fucking hit anything. So you either do like a restoration spell or a scroll, of which I had none again, or you can like sleep it off in the capital. Yeah, you know, I've had to do that before in a dungeon of like, dude, I'm pretty far down this dungeon, but my guys are so fucked up. Like, I have to go back, like backtrack all the way out. I get on the road, like backtrack to the fucking capital and fucking like sleep it off, so I can fucking like, you know, regain some of these fucking like drain levels and shit. So I couldn't do that. I'm like, dude, this dungeon's fucking locked behind me. I can't get away. So, I couldn't rest, so my spellcasters could like memorize and cast fucking restoration at all. Because guess what? I mean, you're in a fucking dungeon. You can't hunt in dungeons, so you need to use your rations. And it's fucking like, oh, I needed fucking 6 rations in order to rest, but I had 5. So, pro tip is carry rations at all times. 18 seems to be like a good number, because that's enough for your party to rest 3 times, you know, if you're in a dungeon. And also carry a bunch of greater restoration scrolls, because yeah, the higher level fucking enemies and monsters, like almost all of them, are gonna fucking damage your ability scores, and it just turns into a shit show very, very quickly. So yeah, as much as I didn't want to fucking turn it down to fucking super baby fucking easy mode, Ellie mode, my only other option would have been to fucking just like give up on the game. You know, I just fucking be like, I'm stuck, I can't do anything, so I have to fucking like quit out. And yeah, after 100 hours, I mean, I probably would have fucking cried. So yeah, I'm at the point in the story where some serious shit is going down. So yeah, I get out of the dungeon by just going to fucking story mode, whatever. I'll admit I'm a fucking faggot. What am I going to do? So, yeah, I'm at the point in the story where some serious shit's going down. My companions are fucking ripping their own eyes out. And some of them are fallen angels. Some of them have deals with the devil for their souls. And the devils are showing up in my barony to collect the debt. So, yeah, I've got fucking warring barbarian tribes on my doorstep, and I have to play nice with some of them, while at the same time I help them take out other barbarian tribes and try to be diplomatic with my neighbors and shit. My advisors have stabbed me in the back, and some of them are spies. The Pisslands are a real shit show right now, so not unlike our real world politics, right? Am I right, guys? Yeah, then I opened up like the west portion of the fucking map and just fucking like, oh man, again, the game's so fucking big. Like, who knows what fucking mysteries and treasures and adventures await old Pissy Beard Stalking over there. Yeah, if I get like an old man tried to drown me in a river and some fucking Medusas fucking turned my party into stone and, you know, fighting some giants. And yeah, we're stepping into the shit for sure. And yeah, the capital of Coxwine is now a full-blown city. It's been paved with cobblestones on the streets. So if I had to guess, we're maybe two-thirds of the way through this fucking epic adventure. Again, it's so fucking big. So yeah, I mean, how long like this final third will last is anybody's guess. I mean, just because the fights are getting like harder and the branching paths are becoming branchier. There's fucking more and more of these fucking side and fucking companion quests keep opening up, which is another throwback I didn't really see coming, where, you know, modern RPGs, you do a mission for a companion and it's usually fucking like, you know, here's like the one fucking mission for this guy, you know what I mean? Companion one's mission, which fucking like, oh, well, here's him. He's going to explain all about his fucking like backstory and shit. And like, oh, okay, now he's his whatever companion, you know, he's back and you never hear about it again. You know, that's a very economically fucking succinct way of like, you know, telling this guy's story. The end. But yeah, in Pathfinder, where it's like, oh, it's like, all right, well, you did like part one of this guy's story, and now here's fucking like part two is going to come like 40 hours later and shit, and then fucking there's probably going to be a part three like towards the end of the fucking game and shit. So, you know, it's just fucking like detail, you know. The guys who fucking made this fucking game are truly fucking wizards of the coast. It's Paizo is their name. So, yeah, I guess there are a bunch of fucking Pathfinder novels out there, too, which, again, I guess this fucking... Pathfinder, for some reason, is fucking, like, way more popular and shit. Like, it's been around a lot longer, and it's been, like, really popular, like, way more than I fucking knew. But, yeah, again, that's what you get when you're completely out of the fucking nerd loop, I guess. But I'm just like fucking like, should I buy some of these fucking like novels now and just be like a real fucking nerd? That'd be fun, right? Do some nerdy fucking Pathfinder novel reviews. Whatever. I need to get back into it, back into the loop, back into the shit. Speaking of shit, www.gruntfreepress.com is our website. podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address. And if you haven't tuned out by now, like I certainly have, but I tuned out about fucking 40 minutes ago. I'm Absolute Deicide, and we'll be back next week with another episode of Tales from the Pisslands. And maybe I'll be in a better mood. Probably not. I don't know. We'll see.
I've seen a lot of sights and traveled many miles, shook a thousand hands and seen my share of smiles. I've caused some great concern and told one too many lies, and now I see the world through these subtle jaded eyes. So what if I threw a party and all my friends are there? Acquaintances, relatives, the girls who never care.
You'll have a whole surrounding hooligans in a big line out the door.
Stop by side of Sister Barbara,
Chief Wells and Bobby Orr, and invite the Flanagan.
Replace the window you smashed down,
and apologize to Sluggo
for pissing on his couch.
I'll see Mrs. McGollop and so many others soon. I'll say I'm sorry for what I did, sleepwalking in her room.
all come walking through the door.
Maybe they'll feel bad for me and the stiff will finally score.
You've got the bet already.
And the nerve and courage too, cause I've been slugging from a stash of Desi Quayle's 1980s bathtub girl.
You're right, better than an enemy in my cavalry. You can stack me on a fire and soak me down with whiskey. Roast me to a rocking crisp and throw me in a pile. I can really give a shit, I'm going out of style. You can take my urn, the bed where I spend my ashes on the body. Hey! Bring me down on the Wally beach and dump the sucker out. Or burn me to a rotten crisp and toast me.
Stack me on a pyre and soak me down with whiskey. Roast me to a black and crisp and throw me in a pile.
I can really give a shit, I'm going out in style.
You can take my urn, the fenway, spread my ashes all about.